Jeff, what did you guys do well against Davon Austin last week?
Kind of kept leverage on him. I thought we tackled pretty decent. Punter hit the ball well. You know, we had some hang time on there. I thought our gunners played well. It was a collective effort to kind of pin him in to a sideline and keep him there. There was one time that, you know, the ball wasn't close to the sideline, and I thought Chris and Josh did a good job getting him on the ground.
What was your conversation like with Mariani after the fumble? Is he in his own head a little bit now after a couple weeks in a row?
No, those are two different situations. I thought, you know, the one against St. Louis, it wasn't a drop as much as it was, you got hit right when he's catching the ball, and you know, you got to be conscious of your surroundings. You got to be conscious of the situational stuff, and you know, going into that game with their propensity to do different things formationally, different styles of kicks, you know, they're one of the better punt teams in the league, and part of the reason why is their punter hits the ball a long ways with good hang time and all that stuff, and you know, he hit a rare, not so good ball, and Mark's kind of his eyes light up. Hey, we got a chance here, but he saw the guy on the left. He didn't see the guy on the right, and got hit right when he tried to catch the ball. And you know, he's got to be more aware of that stuff in that situation.
Some of the defensive players said it was your decision to keep him on the field for that fake punt.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the Rams do that a lot, but what went into that thinking, and how much did you work with the defensive guys like during the week in practice?
Yeah, during the week in practice, I mean, it's a big point of emphasis. You're trying to educate your team on some of the things that they've done. If you go back and look at Coach Fisher's stuff, going back to Tennessee, that's a long reel, and I've kept a lot of that stuff just from my own knowledge, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. Their punter is really talented. I think going into that game, he had a 155.7 quarterback rating, which pretty good. He'd thrown for a touchdown. They've done it in situations. They feel very comfortable with him in those situations. So it was a point of emphasis. You know, we kept our defense on the field, you know, just not really field position, but just the course of that game. You know, when you're up a couple of scores, you know that that's something that they've, you know, tried to do at various times. We have a guy on our staff who worked with Coach Fisher for a long time. You know, they've got multiple of those fakes up every week, and they're trying to find the situation to use it. And you know, a lot of the run things get discouraged when you have 300 pound guys on the inside getting blocked by 220 pound linebackers, which is obviously they're trying to throw the ball in that situation. But Shay did a good job locking on his guy, and he made that play.
Jeff, was there any consideration last week at all to sit Mark after he fumbled that one, or did you know that he was just too big?
That conversation didn't come up last week.
And with Robbie, he bounced back. Were those mechanical adjustments that he had made?
I mean, sometimes guys just, you know, they have a bad day at the office. You know, there was one of the ones he missed. It was a home game. I think the first one he had missed, you know, that one, the wind's howling from one direction, and he hits it, and it never comes off the line. And just a little bit unfortunate that way. But yeah, I mean, like I said, Robbie has a long history of being an accurate kicker. I mean, I don't know where he's at historically now, but, you know, I believe he's still one of the 10 most accurate guys in the history of the National Football League. Those guys have ways of kind of getting back to basics and, you know, examining themselves. And we just got to be better around him and make sure the holds are good, the snaps are good, we're protecting him, and we believe that he'll be able to hit kicks more often than not.
What do you expect from teams that are coached by Joe D?
A lot of respect for Joe D. There's he's got a lot of tape, you know, out there from multiple teams. His guys play hard. You know, they're well coached, and most teams that you play, you know, you're expecting, you know, their best, and we certainly expect that out of Joe. They're doing a good job. A lot of the same guys that we had a year ago playing on that team, and you know, pretty veteran group. So, you know, obviously there's some inherent knowledge playing against a group that, you know, that you coach. You know, and if you go back, I mean, let's say it's Adam, right? So Adam's going to be familiar with the defensive personnel, but he didn't coach those guys. I mean, I'm looking at the guy, and I know what, you know, we were asking the guy to do last year. So it's a little bit different in that regard, but, you know, you try and keep in mind he's going through the same thing, being able to look at our personnel and knowing a lot of our guys.
Along those lines, what do you remember about Shaquille Barrett and what you guys saw in him?
Well,
at the time?
Yeah, Shaq came to us as an accomplished pass rusher, and that was kind of what he did. And he was a defensive end type of guy in college, and we're trying to convert him to a linebacker. So that's a process. You know, it's a lot of the stuff that teams go with, converting to a 3-4. But Shaq's a high-effort guy. It was really important to him to be good. And really the thing that kind of stood out, and I think, he's talked about this year, is just really dedicating himself to his craft. And he's done a good job. You know, he's a good kid while we were there, and glad to see him doing well. A
couple more.
Is there a challenge when you coach there to play things differently at altitude than you do when you go on the road? And how does that affect your scout of what they do home versus home?
Yeah, it's different playing in altitude. The ball travels a little bit further, a little more hang time. There's things you adjust. Normally, people are going to try longer field goals because the ball's going to travel a little bit further. But in terms of their, schematically and things like that, there's not a ton that's different.
Even if you wanted to make a change with Mariani, or if he got hurt, who's your next man up at on kick return?
We'll have to find out if we ever get to that. You guys get a depth chart, and we'll kind of follow whatever that says.